Well,
AI 泡沫什么时候破？
When will the AI bubble burst?
我的判断是大概率可能咱们等不到了。不
My judgment is that it is highly likely that we will not arrive.
是因为没有泡沫，是
It's not because of the lack of foam.
America 在赌国运权力护盘。先
Ulrika is gambling with the power to control fate.
说本轮牛市的核心逻辑啊，这
Let's start with the core logic of this bull market.
这一轮不是什么 A.
What is this round about?
AI 技术牛是开支牛，五大科技巨头啊。
The top five tech giants, AI technology is a cost.
2025年资本开支3680亿美元。
2025 capital expenditure will be $368 billion. 2026.
直接给你冲到了6740亿美元。
I directly gave you $674 billion.
今年还要更高。
Next year will be even higher.
整个全球牛市就建立在巨头们疯狂烧钱的基础上。
The entire global bull market is built on the crazy spending of giants.
只要 AI 的预期还在，那市场就乘风破浪。
As long as the AI is expected to be in that market, it will ride the wave.
但问题来了， AI 能回本吗？
But the problem is, can AI recover?
AI 现在有三个叙事。
There are three trends in AI now.
第一个是 2C, 已经破产了。Open.
The first one is 2C, which has already gone bankrupt.
AI 证明了大部分的用户不愿意付费。收益。
I have proven that most users are unwilling to pay for benefits.
快钱就转投豆包。
Quick money transferred to Tuho.
第二个是 2B, 人力替代，帮企业公司省个10块钱。
The second is to use human resources as a substitute, saving companies $10.
人力成本，公司花个3块钱来。
The company spends $3 on labor.
你这买 token, 都赚了。
You've made a profit from buying tokens.
只有打工人亏了，这个叙事。
Only the working class is being disadvantaged by this trend.
目前成功，企业各种裁员就是例证。
Currently, the success of various companies in layoffs is a good example.
但想象空间不高啊。
But the space is not very spacious.
上限就10个人的工资，下限就是几个模型打到电费成本。
The minimum wage is determined by the number of models and the cost of electricity.
第三个就是 AGI 叙事， AI 达到甚至超过人类。
The third one is AGI, which refers to AI that has reached or even surpassed human intelligence.
这个想象空间无上限。
This imaginative space is limitless.
四舍五入就等于造了无限个爱因斯坦。
Rounding off, we have created an infinite number of Einsteins.
目前技术上看够呛，翡翠。
Currently, from a technical perspective, the Jade Project is
越像玻璃越值钱。
The more it resembles glass, the more valuable it is.
但玻璃本身不值钱。
But glass itself is not valuable.
AI 越像人越值钱。
The more AI resembles humans, the more valuable it becomes.
但人也不值钱。
But people are not valuable.
而市场扭转熊的路径有两条。
There are two possible paths for the market to reverse its bearish trend.
第一条 ,2027 年财报会议有企业顶不住缩减开支。
Article 2, the 2027 Financial Report Conference was held by the company, which was forced to reduce spending due to economic downturn.
市场立刻崩。
The market immediately crashed.
第二条 ,OpenAI 上市后业绩撑不住。
Second, after the launch of OpenAI, its performance is unsustainable.
宣布缩减企业开支。
Announcing cost reduction measures.
其他跟进。
Follow up.
然后崩啊。
Then it crashed.
大家知道牛市都有个第一性原理。
Everyone knows that there is a first principle in the cattle market.
每轮都有核心动力。
Each round has a core power.
动力再再大的黑天鹅。
A powerful black swan.
也就是震荡，动力没了。
Without the oscillating force.
那鸡毛蒜皮都能够引发踩踏。
Even chicken feathers and garlic can cause trampling.
2015年是杠杆。
2015 was a turning point.
2020年是放水。
2020 is a flood.
这一轮就是开支。
This round is about expenses.
所以啊，咱们要盯着巨头资本开支。
So, we need to keep a close eye on the spending of major capital.
只要开始砍。
As soon as you start chopping.
立刻走人。
Leave immediately.
那美国政府为啥这一回要躬身入局，全力护盘呢？
Why is the US government intervening this time?
以前是泡沫破了。
Previously, it was bubbles that burst.
美国只要降息救市，就可以顺手收割全球资产。
As long as the U.S. lowers interest rates, it can easily reap global assets.
现在是收割不了了。
It's too late to harvest.
那套玩法在2024年9月就终结了。
That scheme ended in September 2024.
而美国终极的目的就是一个，让生产率跑赢债务利息。
And the ultimate goal of the United States is to make productivity run ahead of debt interest.
贝森特、沃什天天念叨着 AI 提升全要素的生产率。
The Centworth keeps talking about how AI will improve overall productivity.
那是说给债主听的，意思是老子以后还得起啊。
That means to tell the creditors, I'll be able to pay you back eventually.
就好比欠了500万债。
It's like owing $5 million.
主天天堵门。
Every day, the door is blocked.
你告诉他马上开店就可以还你了。
You told him that you could pay him back immediately after opening the store.
至少还有个说法。
At least, there's one more possibility.
不是。
No.
所以，美国政府真正要解决的是怎么让泡沫过而不破。办法就是高频振动。
Therefore, the real goal of the U.S. government is to find a way for the bubble not to burst. The method they are using is high-frequency fluctuations.
反共振，很简单。
Anti-resonance is very simple.
不能让所有人形成一个单边共识啊！都。
You can't force everyone to agree to a single point of view.
看涨那。
All rising.
买盘耗尽啊！都看跌。
A buyer can buy all the shares.
那踩踏流动性枯竭。
A high-speed train has stopped.
有分歧的地方就有流动性，串串负责即时波动啊。
Where there are differences, there are opportunities for short-term fluctuations.
突发言论高频不可预测。
The frequency of the speech is unpredictable.
短线资金疲于奔命。
Short-term funds are exhausted.
卧室负责。
Responsible for sleeping.
延时波动。
Fluctuation.
后发劲逐渐发酵。
The effect gradually emerges.
市场一周消化调仓。
The market digested and adjusted for the week.
两人左右互搏。
Two or more people fighting each other.
市场被狠狠地撕裂。
The market was brutally torn apart.
多空动态均衡。
dynamic equilibrium between bulls and bears.
每一笔卖出都对应着有每一笔的买入啊。
Every sale corresponds to a corresponding purchase.
流动性永不枯竭。
Liquidity is never exhausted.
就好比跷跷板。
Just like a seesaw.
两头都有人才好玩，全挤在一头。
It's fun to have two people who are talented and can play together.
那你直接翻吧。
Then just flip it over.
波动还可以形成多空双杀，投机的资金。
Volatile conditions can also create opportunities for speculative funds to profit from both long and short positions.
不敢单边的压住。
Cannot be unilaterally suppressed.
不敢加杠杆。
Don't use leverage.
那泡沫破灭的信号是什么呢？
What is the signal that the foam is breaking?
不是巨头削减资本支出。
It's not the big companies that are cutting back on joint ventures.
是龙头公司逆势下跌。
The leading company is falling against the trend.
2000年3月。
March 2000.
纳斯达克两周暴跌10%。
Nasdaq fell by 10% in 2 weeks.
思科和北电那个时候还宣称开支计划不变。
At that time, Cisco and Nautil both claimed their cost-cutting plans would not change.
而真正削减开支是在股指崩了40%之后。
And the real cost-cutting happened after the stock market fell by 40%.
所以股价崩盘必然发生在削减之前。
Therefore, the stock market crash must happen before the cuts.
现在七姐妹已经逆势下跌了一个半月。
Currently, the seven sisters have been falling for a half month.
涨的都是二线半导体。
The ones that are rising are the second tier semiconductors.
传统观点可能完全就反了。
Traditional views may be completely wrong.
并非削减开支。
Not cutting expenses.
导致了泡沫破灭。
Led to the collapse of the bubble.
而是泡沫破灭。
But the bubble bursts.
恐慌传导到了决策层，才迫使巨头。
Panic spread to the decision makers and the giant rose.
在股价暴跌后。
After the stock price plummeted,
痛苦地削减开支，就好比啊，一个人被扎了十几下。
The painful cuts are like being stabbed repeatedly.
不是先喊着去医院。
Don't start by shouting to go to the hospital.
再倒下。
Collapse again.
是先倒下，再被抬走送医院。
It was first knocked down and then carried to the hospital.
那 AI 有没有可能路线错了？
Could the AI have made a wrong turn?
2027年底需要计提的亏损加定向增发是多少？
What is the total loss that needs to be liquidated by the end of 2027, including directional evaporation?
3年。
3 years.
如果实现不了 AGI, 硅基复制生命的路。
If we cannot achieve the path of creating AGI through homomorphic computation,
是不是根本就走不通啊？
Is it really impossible to get through?
没人关心 AI 明年会怎样。
No one cares about how AI will be at the 1987 Spring Festival.
大家关心的是。
What everyone is concerned about is,
今天买，明天涨不涨？
Whether or not the price will rise tomorrow depends on today's purchase.
上涨的本身比什么都重要。
What's more important than rising?
趁着还在做样子的时候。
While still in the process of making a show.
趁着还在闻过是非的时候。
While still in the midst of a controversy.
趁着他们还在讲故事的时候。
While they were still telling stories,
要完
the play,
就现在，要走。
I'm leaving now.
也就现在，我们知道市场真实的流动性。
Currently, we know the real liquidity of the market.
永远只有总市值的百分之几。
Only a small percentage of the total value.
不管 AI 多先进。
No matter how advanced AI is.
都只有百分之几的人能够轻伤逃底。
Only a small percentage of people can escape with minor injuries.
其他人都得脱一层皮。
Everyone else has to peel off a layer.
就跟房地产一样。
Just like real estate.
看似百万亿的价值。
Seemingly a value of 100 billion.
实际只兑现一小部分。
Only a small part was actually fulfilled.
其他人只会剩下水泥。
The only thing left is cement.
太阳底下无新事。
There is no place to hide from the sun.
牛市每次都一样。
The market is always the same.
人类从历史中吸取的教训就是永远不吸取教训。
Humans have learned from history that they never learn from their mistakes.
每次狂热。
Every time.
大部分人都相信这一次不一样。
Most people believe that this time will be different.
相信我们这一次是特殊材料做的。
I believe this time it's made of special materials.